Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I guess the question Nicole wanted to ask this morning for Parental Confidential is, as a parent, I know there's got to be a bunch of you that can relate to this. When do you start your own Christmas tradition with your family instead of running all over town, dragging your kids from one location to the other because you're trying to please the in-laws, you're trying to please your parents? When does that come to an end?
Right.
Nicole writes and says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I thought this was relatable, and I'm just wondering how many other couples are sick of driving all over town for the holidays to try and make their family happy. Every Christmas since I've been married and had a child that has been spent with my parents and my in-laws, we've never just had our own Christmas day, and I'm wishing we did. Is this a normal wish, or am I being grouchy, potentially due to me being pregnant with our second child? Congrats, Nicole. I just want to spend Christmas Day with my husband and son and baby and make some traditions of our own rather than driving around or having guests in our two-bedroom home. I think the other thing that bothers me is the fact that my in-laws refuse to get a hotel. I understand why they want to stay with us, but it really is such an inconvenience with how small our home is. My parents think I'm being selfish for not wanting to drive with a toddler or baby to see them at Christmas. We don't even have a bed for the baby or toddler at their house. I feel bad for kids being dragged hours away on Christmas and not being able to stay home, and to make it worthwhile, we'd have to stay for 3 to 4 days at a time. I guess I'm just venting, but does anyone else feel this way during the holidays? And how did your parents or in-laws take it when you finally told them no and decided to start making your own traditions?
Right.
Thanks so much. That came in from Nicole. It's a great question. You know, I was just talking to somebody last Friday, has three kids, and I asked, what are you doing for the holidays? She goes, I'm dreading it because we have to go to like 7 locations and I feel absolutely horrible dragging my kids everywhere. And she goes, but this is the last year because come next Christmas, if people want to see us during the holidays, they're coming to us.
It's too much. It's too much. Like, I understand the whole like wanting to be with family and stuff, but you need to make your own traditions in the sense of like, maybe we do like a day after Christmas party. You know what I mean? And make sure that you still get that family time in while also like not compromising your own mental health.
Well, I think what's...
And burning yourself out.
What's more difficult about that is the parents or the in-laws or the family members that don't understand.
Yeah.
Or accept that. For like, sure. How dare you? Yeah. 585-252-9800. If you've been through this, how did you do it? Or if you just have any kind of advice for our friend Nicole here, we'd love to hear from you. Well, yeah. Let me get over some text messages. This obviously is relatable because... we have a handful of them coming in. We'll start with Lori. It started to get exhausting, people pleasing both sides for each holiday. We always agreed that once we had our first baby, the actual holiday would be spent with just us. And we can make a plan to see each family on a different day to celebrate and open gifts. So nice to stay in pajamas all day and just watch our kids play together. You have to put your foot down and just say no.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, who are you doing that for? You know what I mean? Are you doing it for you because you genuinely want to do it? Are you doing it because someone's telling you, no, you have to be here. This is what we do on Christmas. This is family.
Sure.
I think that's like one of the biggest things. And it's important because...
sounds exhausting.
It is. It is exhausting.
We typically go to my brother's house because he's got three kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard. Last year, we had Christmas at another location and he was pissed. Because he had to bring a whole bunch of presents home. I'm like, oh, really? You're that upset, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You're that upset that everyone got your...
Tell me your privilege without telling me your privilege.
Yeah.
Jeez.
He's like, you don't understand. I got like 50
gifts. He's like, I have to do
gifts.
Two loads.
That's like, really
okay,
what he
just
said.
Put it in the car, Anthony. Thank you so much. Yeah. Wild. Crazy.
Amy says, your parents are the ones being selfish. Them expecting you to drag your young kids around to come and see them makes no sense. If they want to see you... they can make the trip. We changed.
It's all circumstantial, though. Depends, like, depending on how far away you are, how close you are, like, actually emotionally.
And sometimes if the in-laws do, we'll make a suggestion. You know what? We're going to come and stay with you guys.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's painful in itself. So you can't really, you know.
Right.
You can't win. We changed what we did. We told people around September of that year in a matter-of-fact way, and everyone eventually came up with a different day for us to celebrate. You can do the same. If they have a problem with that, that's on them. That came in from Brian. Let's go over to Chris, who says, do what's best for you and your family. Christmas is just chaotic, and everyone expects you to come to them. I think the parents and in-laws need to be told, no, it's time you make your own traditions. No kid wants to be dragged all over town on Christmas.
Right.
I mean, growing up, we always celebrated Christmas Eve. I don't know. I think it was at my grandparents' house when we were little. And then Christmas morning was always at my parents', but I remember that. You know, just waking up in the comfort of your home and just...
Well, I mean, that's why I still do it to this day. Like, so Christmas Eve, we go to my aunt's house in Syracuse. And listen, I'm 30 years old. And my girlfriend and I just had a conversation about this. I'm like, no, I will be sleeping at my parents' Christmas Eve, and I will be waking up there. And she's like, that's really weird. And I'm like, no, it's not. Like, so that's what I do.
You just moved in with your girlfriend this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you officially live in Fairport,
mm-hmm.
resident Fairport.
Yeah.
And the tradition is you're constantly sleeping at your parents' on Christmas Eve and waking up there on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
But now that you guys live together.
She's sleeping with me.
What is she? Is she going to come with you to your parents?
She's sleeping with her too. Yeah.
Oh, but that was an argument at first.
It wasn't an argument. She was just like, I don't get it. And I was like, yeah, but like, I have tradition and you don't. You know what I mean? Like,
she doesn't.
She's not like hard set in tradition.
Correct.
Like I am. And that's okay. It's totally fine.
Your parents don't have an issue with you guys sharing a bed in their home?
We're literally like living together. No.
I couldn't do that in my parents' house.
What?
That would be a no-no. It doesn't matter that I'm 40. If I went to my parents' house with a significant other, like, separate rooms.
That's really weird.
You think so? I don't know. I think it's just a respect thing.
We literally live together.
But this doesn't matter.
So
you're not married.
So no. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. That's the thing.
Well, it also, like, comes down to, like, they're also hosting, like, three other people. Like, we don't have that much space to be just, like, everyone gets their own room. Like, what is this? I think it's savage if you go to your in-laws or your parents or whatever it is, and they're like, you have to sleep on the couch and they can sleep in the bed because you guys can't sleep together. So we literally live together.
Out of respect for your parents, you need to share a bed with
them. They're sharing a bed?
You need to share a bed with your brother and then give your girlfriend your bed so she can have her own room. But anyways, that's neither here or there.
Let me
get back to a couple more texts. If you're just tuning in, we got this message from Nicole who says she's so sick and tired of dragging her kids all over town during the holidays to make everybody else happy. She's trying to please the in-laws, trying to please her parents. But when do you start having your own Christmas traditions? When do you just say, no, if you guys want to see us during the holidays, you come to us. And then I'll go over to Jackie, who says, we have never traveled overnight at Christmas where it would mean my kids would miss having Christmas morning at home.
Yeah.
In my family, that is considered reasonable. What you are being expected to do is not reasonable. Now would be a great time to start your own traditions, and don't be afraid to put your foot down and say no to your in-laws or your parents. So that's the conversation you just have to have with them, Nicole.
Period.
Sounds like you already, it's too late. It's the 16th of December. You already have plans. You're going to be dragging them all over the town this year.
Right.
But you are pregnant. That's a perfect excuse to say I'm staying home.
Correct.
So if you want to call an audible, now would be the time to do it.
Hey, I can't stop puking. I'm not coming.
Right. It's perfect.
Easy peasy. No worries.
Thank you guys for your original message. Appreciate that. Because this is so relatable when it comes to the holidays.
Right. I agree. So yeah, just have a game plan. You know what I mean? Put your foot down. Put those toesies down, Nicole.
All right, we'll
stay
do another
toes down.
Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY. We're going to take a quick break. It's Moose. It's Breezy. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98 PXY.